We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, apparently. Quarantine time meant Cal Ripken got on Twitter, Bob. I don't know if you realize that.
Oh, but I didn't know he got on Twitter. No.
Yeah, that was...
I didn't know he wasn't on Twitter.
Yeah, apparently I didn't know he wasn't on it either until he got on it. And then,
He has a team tweeting for him, too.
Yeah, now he's everywhere, including on ESPN.
How many days in a row will he tweet? Will he set a record?
I don't know.
He only had one tweet yesterday. I don't know if he's actually added.
Hi, I'm on Twitter. Was that his first tweet?
It really was. It really was.
Hi, Twitter. Hello. I guess I'm on.
Hello, Twitter.
How
world.
Does this work? You know,
it's your boy Cal Ripken.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Hi, Twitter world. It's Cal Ripken here.
But then he dropped by ESPN to discuss the potential of baseball getting back.
My first reaction was, this is great. They're really working hard to try to bring baseball back. And I was happy about that. Now, if you look at the logistics and trying to figure out all the hurdles and the challenges that they're going to have to go through, you can start to pick apart those things and start to figure. But I was left with, hey, isn't this wonderful that we're trying to bring it back? Because I personally believe that baseball is magical. And I think baseball does have that ability to repair and to help and heal. And I think there's a role here to play when we come out of this situation we're in now. None of us have experienced anything like this, but I'm really looking forward to getting back to some sense of normalcy. And normalcy to me is, you know, having those guys out in the field playing baseball.
Ripken also discussing the Ironman Street course, which is being discussed now, and that Whit Merrifield is now the current leader. Is that right?
Yeah, like they ran the game last night on ESPN, the Ironman game where he broke the streak. And so now they're looking at Ironman in baseball right now. Whit Merrifield is the current leader with 247 consecutive games.
I was not
played.
Aware of that.
He's 2,385 games behind Cal Ripken Jr.
So they need to get back to playing.
Tweeting a video or a photo of he and his dog watching the Ironman game, the record-breaking Ironman game.
Oh, well,
so he's been active on Twitter. Here's the confusing thing. He's sitting in his living room. He's right in the middle, like on the rug. He's seated on the floor. There is like four perfectly acceptable seats around him, and yet he is seated on the floor. I don't know.
Posing for a picture, Ryan. He was staging the picture.
No, he's watching. He's not even looking at the photo. Like he's
no,
he's,
I know.
He's
they,
at
you
the
could
TV.
Stage a picture with not looking at it. You could say, "I'm going to sit here in front of the TV. Get me watching the game from behind."
I mean, looks like he has a labradoodle. I didn't see that coming.
You know, a stage photo. Now for Whit Merrifield being there as the current
doodle.
Iron Man is pretty cool. But for me, the real upset of all of this is, do you know off the top of your head which player has the fifth longest streak in Major League Baseball?
Well, if I knew one through four. I just didn't know five.
Right. I wish you would have asked three. I definitely had three.
You knew
darn,
three,
I had
right?
the answer for three.
This is interesting. Jorge Soler has the fifth longest active streak right now in Major League Baseball for consecutive games played at 162. He played every single game last season for the Kansas City Royals. And why I find that to be so special and so interesting is because Jorge Soler was one of those guys that we had the wait till he's healthy, let's see what he can do mantra around him. Jorge Soler was healthy. He hit close to 50 home runs last year, and we saw what Jorge Soler can do healthy. It's almost to me like Lorenzo Cain version 2.0. Once Lorenzo Cain remained healthy and stayed healthy, that guy went on a tear, and that guy became one of the best players in Royals history. Jorge Soler now has had a full season of not being injured, and look what a whole season of Jorge Soler did. That guy became one of the best power hitters in Major League Baseball, and now I'm excited to watch Jorge Soler move forward, staying healthy, because he's done a really good job in what he needs to do when he stays healthy. And that was the big caveat about Jorge Soler. And last season he was healthy, and he was one of the best power hitters in the game.
So two of the five longest streaks our Royals.
Yeah,
right now.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. We'll have Mike Matheny, I believe, tomorrow at some point on the show, and I'm going to ask him, do you ever plan on taking these guys out of the lineup? Because if you do, you're ruining streaks here, man. We're closing in on Cal Ripken.
Need to get back to baseball so that Witt can catch Cal Ripken.
He's played about 10% of the consecutive games. Talk about how Ripken's streak was propped up anyway, so it wouldn't shock you.
Yeah.
Baseball continuing to prop up Cal Ripken's streak.
Well, I mean, I think it's the most unbreakable record in sports. I don't think anybody
really?
Is going to even come close. Yeah.
I feel like DiMaggio's hit record, because what is that, like 56?
56, yeah.
Yeah, that feels pretty unbreakable. Pete Rose's hit total also feels somewhat
that.
Unbreakable. Well, it's just longevity of careers that
yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Think are going to be the case. I think baseball records are more likely than football records to not fall. Football records seem to fall on a pretty regular basis because they're adapting and changing the game, whereas baseball staying pretty stagnant on it. Like, I mean, it is easier to see these records start to fall. I mean, I don't know how long Jorge Soler's Royals home run record will stand. Like, it took forever to break Balboni's, and then it took, what, like a year and a half to break Moose's?
Hey, if they're playing in spring training ballparks, Jorge Soler may launch 60. You know, he may take advantage of the thin air down there in Arizona and just blast away. But
Cy Young wins likely never.
Cy Young wins. Yeah, that probably won't get passed.
Ricky Henderson's stolen base record. I mean,
what's that at?
He's got like 1,400 and something. The next closest
you're talking
guy's
total.
Yeah, the next closest guy's got like 900.
Yeah,
nobody's breaking that record.
But I think the hit record, like, of all of them, like, you could see Mike Trout. Like, you wouldn't be surprised if Mike Trout, you know, broke the consecutive game hitting streak, I don't think, because of how good he is. Just the ability to stay healthy and to not miss a game for 2,100, whatever the hell number of games it was for Cal, 2,131 was the record that he broke. To be able to stay healthy and not get injured or need a day off or be in a slump and to play that kind of streak, that is remarkable to me. That takes more than just going out there and doing your job. That takes being able to stay healthy, and that's something a lot of us can't control.
Well, load management wasn't a thing.
Load management wasn't a thing back then.
For reference,
you know, worried about scheduling days off now
yeah.
in baseball is a thing.
Yep.
So you'd have to have somebody kind of not be in that mode. Now I could see that happening. I was thinking back to this was our first our Chiefs one of the Chiefs rewatches were no I guess it was the Mahomes first start. Yeah, the Mahomes first start in Denver that we rewatched and all the backups were in except for Mitchell Schwartz.
Right. Because of that consecutive snap.
Right.
Streak. Yeah.
So, I mean, it could take someone like that who's just like, I'm playing and I'm going to continue to play to in baseball to have that type of mentality.
What number is that, though? I mean, what's a 247? Do you get to 500 and then you start thinking about that? Like, where do you even get to where that
you
becomes
a quarter
like,
of the way there and start thinking about it? No, that's not it.
Right. No. I mean, no.
You got to be like three quarters of the way there, like 1,500 games.
Does it have to be like.
Yeah, then we'll start having the conversation. Like, I've always thought that the most impressive part about a streak like that isn't necessarily the health aspect of it, although that is very impressive. The other impressive part is that you're playing at a premium position, and you have to play well enough to continue to be in the lineup. Like, that's that's the most impressive part about it. It's not. And again, like the health aspect is certainly impressive, but like the fact that you have to produce at a level that is conducive to you being an everyday starter at that position, which by the way is a premium position in baseball, like that's pretty impressive to me. So,
yeah, that's true. Like he didn't DH for the last 5 years.
Frame of reference for Whit Merrifield chasing Pete Rose, by the way. Pete Rose hit a total was 4,256. Whit Merrifield has 655. So
got a ways to go.
He's got a little bit of ways to go. Got a late start on it, but he's going.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.